It's smoldering now instead of fire.
Now it's just glowing charcoals, ready to be on fire again, but charcoals.
Yeah, just need a little
Today
bit of
is
time.
Just like a metaphor episode, I feel like. Hi everybody, welcome back to another episode of Compassion Fatigue / WTF Are You Doing? I'm Emily.
I'm Elise.
So, for those of you just joining us, WTF Are You Doing is a show that we do at the beginning of every month, where we just yell and be angry.
Yeah, I mean, I know we do that a lot in general, but like this is especially the time we get to be just angry without like having to try and package things and trying to see the good in people and, you know, in general be better, quote unquote. But yeah, we just get to be angry.
We get to be angry. We get to be the Slytherins that we are deep down inside. We get to be hateful. It's a great day. It's
right.
A great day. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us. And anyone who's watching the YouTube version of this will see, but like, it goes so, like, I was feeling so spring, but then I was like, nope, gonna be angry.
Well, we've done so much, like, positive content in the past few weeks that, like, we deserve this.
Right. We do. We deserve to be angry. We've been doing good news for a while.
We have been.
Fun videos. Mm-hmm. And we touched a little bit about like not happy stuff in our last Compassion Fatigue episode. Mm-hmm. But we're going there today.
Girl, we're going there.
Yeah. I would say let's ramp up to the anger and let's start with the masks. Because I want to end with
Okay. So let's start with the masks. So the CDC came out a few weeks ago and said that if you're going outside, you should wear face masks, period, right?
Despite what the general surgeon says.
Correct. And, you know, I see people everywhere, like, making masks. They don't have masks, which is, like, a great sustainable way to do things and just, you know, doing great things for their community if they know how to sew. However, I'm currently in Louisiana. Elise is in Georgia. I was recently in Georgia. People are just wilding out there, not wearing masks. Hello? Like, are you okay? I don't understand it. I will say, here at the Walmarts here, they're starting to offer, like, free gloves to people, because, you know, when you're at Walmart or at grocery store, sometimes you're, like, touching stuff, and so that's, like, awesome. And I bring, like, rubber gloves everywhere. Like, here's my purse. Let me just show you. I bring, like, rubber gloves everywhere because I don't want to, like, you know, touch stuff or, like, touch my face or whatever. But when I have gloves on, I'm more aware that, like, oh, there are things on my hands I should not, like, touch my face. And if I need to, like, push my glasses up or I'll do that instead.
Right.
Or, you know, something that's not that. So that's a great thing, but people, even though Walmart is giving them out for free before you enter, like, they're not taking advantage of it. People just go in and grab the carts, and it's like,
right,
you guys, wear your masks, wear some gloves, hello.
So this is, it's bringing up a lot of different things for me.
Yeah.
Because I will say something that I think we both, you, Emily, and I noticed was when kind of this pandemic was starting in the U.S., like back in January, February, when things were starting to, you know, heat up, but like the U.S. was still fairly laissez-faire about everything, being like, oh, it's just the flu.
Yeah.
I would go to like Asian grocery stores, like H Mart here, and the Asians were already in like masks and gloves. Maybe not gloves, but masks for sure. And then once things hit and the CDC came out with the recommendations, I will say I did notice more people wearing gloves and masks. But the people who don't, because there's still those out there that still won't wear masks outside. Well, I will say one thing, they're not Asian.
Yeah, I will say, like, I have not yet seen an Asian person outside. I don't think.
Right, I don't
without
think
a
so.
Mask.
Yeah. I mean, I might be wrong, but and I might be filtering, but
yeah.
Yeah, and it's actually funny because it just reminded me of something that I witnessed happen a couple of weeks ago, maybe about a month ago. So this was
Mm-hmm.
after the CDC had already come out with the recommendations for face coverings, as they put it, wearing face coverings in public areas. They had already come out with that recommendation. But I was at Publix and I was just grabbing a couple of things, and I was in the checkout, and there's a gentleman, an older gentleman with his wife checking out. There was a younger gentleman in front of me, and then it was me. But I realized that the younger gentleman and the older gentleman were having an argument, just very quietly, but they were having an argument. And the older gentleman and his wife had masks on, and the younger guy did not. I had a mask on. And I was like, what the heck is going on? And I kind of tuned into the end of it, and I was just like, what in the world happened here? And then I hear the cashiers being like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened, you know? And basically what came out was the argument had been about masks. The older gentleman had meant, I guess, had said to the younger guy, hey, like, you should be wearing a mask. And the younger guy said, no, I don't have to. And then what I heard the other people say, which is what got me very uncomfortable, was the other people were like, yeah, I mean, not everyone has to wear a mask. And I was just like,
Yeah, that's
oh.
just factually not what.
I was like, it's like, yes, not everyone, I mean, in good days, not everyone needs to wear a mask, but right now, when already the CDC has come out with guidelines saying everyone should be wearing a face covering in public to just decrease spread, please, wear a mask.
That just reminded me, there's another incident where me and my partner were grocery shopping at Kroger, and on the floor there's like a please stand 6 feet away at the cashier line, whatever. So me and a tip did, there's a gentleman in front of us, and then we put our cart between us and the gentleman, and then we stood, so that we were 6 feet away. And this guy, he had no mask on. He was complaining to the cashier, like, well, I thought we were supposed to be 6 feet away, but like, how come you aren't 6 feet away from me, to the cashier? And the cashier was like, I mean, there's self-checkouts if you want to use those. And she was like, and the guy was like, I'm just saying they should like redo the cashier center area so that I can be 6 feet away from you. And it's
How?
like, first of all, sir, you don't have a mask, so whatever you're saying is just like null to me. And two, like, you could have gone to the self-checkout if you're really worried. And three, how would they like make it so that the cashier is 6 feet away from you? Like, I don't understand. It doesn't work. Like, how do you pay? Like, and I think he paid with cash. It's like, it's not even like a card. You had to give it to. And he's complaining. Yeah. And then I was like, well, at first my partner thought that he was talking about us. And I was like, no, like, we're definitely 6 feet away. We have masks. He's talking about the cashier. And he was just like making a big stink. And he was just like, I'm gonna go talk to your manager. This is just like unacceptable or whatever.
Use
And
the
then,
self-checkout.
I know, just he's stuff like, and then he goes over to the, what is it called?
The customer
The
service.
yeah, customer service. And then he talks like close to the manager too, like just as close as he talked to the cashier. And it's like, I don't know why you're so angry and you're doing nothing about it. Like, you're just what? First of all, wear a mask. Second of all, use other precautions. Don't just yell at people for not rearranging the cashier. Like, I did not understand his
Like,
argument.
I mean, like, I guess, did he want them? Because I know the way, most grocery stores in the US, at least, the way they, like, cashiers are, they're, like, pretty close, like, one after another. Did he want them to, like, bulldoze one of the cashier stations away to make a 6 feet?
What he wanted, but he was just being like cantankerous and rude. Just like this would be fine, this would be more acceptable, not fine, if you had masks, if you had gloves, if you were like not yelling at a cashier who has no power in this situation, and if you'd gone over to customer service and stood 6 feet away and yelled at them, because they can hear you 6 feet away. You don't need to sit in front of their face.
And here's the thing, like, I don't know. Maybe I'll link it. I might not, because it's a disgusting video. But I was just talking about it doesn't matter. 6 feet still not enough if you are talking in an enclosed area for spread. pajamas.
I just feel like.
So, again, which is why masks are so great. Because if both parties
Exactly.
are wearing masks, you ain't
Yeah.
sharing stuff. Or at
I
least
will say
less
the
stuff.
cash. Yeah, I will say the cashier wore a mask and one of those like plastic visors. So she was fine. She's just like sweet older woman. She was just like, that was weird. And just like
Oh,
kept going.
I can't right now. It's
I
like a
can't. I was like, just wear a mask and don't be grumpy and do what you can. Like,
Right.
if you're that concerned, go to the self-checkout and wear gloves. Like, it the whole situation made me mad. And maybe it's the millennial in me that I was like, why are you making trouble for other people? Stop. Like, we're doing the best we can. Like,
Right. And I guess like I think it's annoying or more annoying because he wasn't even doing the bare minimum
Yeah,
for
he wasn't
safety, but then
taking
like
his
was
own yelling at other people.
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I not
That
not
rubbed me the wrong way.
interesting to see. So like I don't know if you're not in Georgia if you keep up with it, but Georgia has just really lifted a lot of its restrictions or some of its more stricter restrictions. So we're not in a full stay in place lockdown anymore because our governor decided we didn't need that anymore. I have theories on why, but we won't go into that. But
I also have theories about how the governor was elected, so Stacey Abrams, but anyway, go on.
he has lifted a lot of those restrictions, so I'm like, I am curious. I'm kind of curious, morbid curiosity of like what it's looking like outside right now. Like in grocery stores, I'm imagining people are like, oh, it's safe. So they're not even like the people who were wearing masks and gloves might not be anymore or like not taking those precautions.
Oh,
And I'm
'cause the
like,
governor said it was okay.
right. And
Dude.
I'm like, what was it? So Georgia is now being the case study for the rest of the US on how this will go of lifting restrictions too early. Because if I'm correct, and please correct me if I'm wrong or fact check me, but I think the day the restrictions lifted was the day that Georgia was projected to peak in COVID cases. So
Oh, good God.
we yeah, there's no what's it, lowering the curve here.
So stupid. And like the mayor of Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottoms, is trying the most, doing the best she can to like, protect Atlantans at least.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, no, like she's been savage on Twitter.
Yeah.
Which I
She's a
love.
savage person.
Which I love.
Yeah. She's
But
great. Love her.
unfortunately, I don't live in Atlanta, so I don't get to see the benefits of it, but
I know, yeah, that does suck.
we will see how this goes. Yeah.
So, summary is please wear masks and don't yell at people who don't deserve to be yelled at.
Now to the really angry part. You
Yeah.
thought we were angry before.
Oh, y'all ain't seen nothing
Y'all
yet.
need, yes. We're not getting started with the WTF. So, in recent, like, I feel like the last couple of weeks, so it hasn't even been that long, there's been a sudden surge in protests and quote unquote riots and movements to reopen up the US. In various states, not just in one state or the other. I know there was some in, I want to say Michigan, I think Virginia, a couple of states I can't, but there was a lot of like these what seemed like grassroots movements, communities being like, we don't want to quarantine, we don't want to stay in place anymore, we want out, we want to reopen business, we want to do this and that. And it like people were coming together and rallying and protesting, like. And so the media started covering this, and what the message that was getting sent across the US from mainstream media was Americans are not happy with the quarantine. They do not want to stay in place. Which I imagine to a certain degree is true, because I mean, I don't enjoy it myself, but like it seemed like the message that was getting sent was that a vast majority of Americans were very unhappy with this and were willing to outright like go out and like protest. Now, what came very clear, very quickly, at least on Reddit, was that this might not be quite what it seems. So this first came up on Reddit, and the post is now gone, and I think any subsequent posts that related to it were taken down by mods. I believe the original post that kind of covered this story, it was taken down because it had personal information.
Okay.
And so the mods used that as a reasoning to take it down. But I'm not sure what the reasoning was for other following
Subsequent,
posts.
yeah.
But basically what it was that what this particular original post called it was astroturfing.
So not grassroots, but AstroTurf, which I love that. Just, oh, anyway.
So not quite what was it? Like true, like real grass, but fake grass.
Fake grass that appears like grass, but is not real.
But not real. So basically
Yeah.
the reason they were saying that was what the person originally tracked down, and I didn't get to ever see the original post myself. I kind of got it from secondhand information, so we'll, what we
Yeah.
don't know, but what they were,
Take with that what you will.
yeah, take with that what you will, but what they were saying was all these grassroots movements from various states that seem to be coming up spontaneously actually happened like within a very limited amount of time. All these communities, Facebook groups, all of these things popped up within like a couple of days of one another. And they were all very similar messaging, almost copy paste. And so it got really like all of a sudden like, okay, is this really spontaneous groups happening in each community, or is this like one group kind of spreading this message and trying to like get a following? There was, there's been speculations about like the like what groups are behind this, and I'm not going to go into that, but what became clear is that these movements were not quite as grassroots, and rather it was more of trying to spread that message of Americans want America open again, to reopen businesses, and that there seemed to be more of a quote unquote nefarious economic reason or
Right.
business reason behind these supposed grassroots community movements, which pisses me off
Yeah.
because I mean, people are unhappy as it is, but the second they see that on media and like CNN or Fox News or whatever, they're starting like, oh, there's protests of these people. I might have been unhappy and maybe uncomfortable, but willing to accept it. But now all of a sudden, I'm like, people are protesting?
Yeah.
Let me
It's
go
like
out and do it.
immediately like inflammatory. You're just
Yeah,
like, oh my
and
God.
it almost like legitimizes those behaviors, which then increases danger for so many people.
Right. And for what? Like
Money.
short-term barbecues and, like why?
Money, I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know, it just pisses me off that like if it really is like one bigger group behind kind of all that's happened, and really the motivation was for more of an economic business stance, I'm like, I get it. Like my parents have their own like small business. My parents have basically are unemployed at this point because they don't have a
Yeah.
business. So I
Right.
understand small businesses are suffering. I
Yeah.
see it. It's in my family. At the same time, my parents are like, but we rather stay closed for a little bit longer if it means keeping people safe.
Hello, exactly. Exactly.
So if really the motivation behind all of this was money, and especially from corporations that you don't need money,
Right.
I don't know,
Especially from corporations that should be doing more for their communities instead of potentially shadily shaking things up so that the economy can get back on track.
yes, or getting bailouts.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm just like, your salary, like as like the CEOs and the executives, your salaries alone would pay your employees.
Yeah, like, can you take a little pay cut there, bud? Like,
Would you really suffer for not having pay your own pay for a month?
maybe people are ruthless in capitalism and just in general. No, I know, it's upsetting. And very stereotypically America, if you know what I mean.
I don't know. I don't know if it's the times. I don't know if it's because I'm a millennial. I don't know if it's because I'm in higher education and therefore, more liberal and all that good stuff, right? I don't know what it is, but
Yeah.
like recent times, I'm just like, since we were young, we were taught, at least in the States, that capitalism is the best way to go. And I'm like, is it really though?
Right. Like, is it though?
Is it though? I don't know. I'm seeing more negatives right now than benefits. And on top of that, the fact that we really don't have a true capitalism anymore in the States, which is a
True.
whole different topic.
Yeah, it's
But
an oligarchy, if anything.
yeah, so it's like, I don't know. It's just, it's infuriating.
It's infuriating, it's disappointing.
Yeah. And it's disappointing because, or I guess it's infuriating because I am so powerless to do anything in the state. Like, I'm very privileged that I am not being affected by a lot of these economic stuff, right? I am employed by the state.
Yeah.
I still get to work at home. Like, I'm secure, but like, I also don't make enough money like to be able to do anything extra for anyone else.
Yeah.
So I can't help out in even like a small sense, but then I'm seeing kind of what like these injustices happen around me, and like my hands are tied because I can't do anything. I'm a peon in this system. Other than like talking to people on a podcast and trying to raise awareness a little bit.
Right.
And it's just infuriating that these people who already have more than enough money that they can spend in like 100 lifetimes are doing things because they
Of
want more
greed.
money.
Yeah. It's, I don't know, can't relate is all I can say. I'm waiting on that elite dictatorship, girl. I am basically a socialist, so I don't know. Can't relate.
Benevolent dictator here. I'm just
Yeah.
saying, we wouldn't be going through this shit under my rule. I don't know. But I guess if nothing else, yeah, like those grassroots movements seem to be not quite grassroots, but more astroturf and more made up than anything else. So again, I understand it's frustrating. I understand it's stifling to stay at home. I know small businesses are suffering. But if we can just hold out a little bit longer, y'all,
Yeah.
just a little bit longer, it would be over so much faster than playing this game of like, F this,
Yeah.
and then starting a whole and having to do this all over again.
Right. Just be a little bit patient, you know. This sucks. And I am fortunate enough to like what I'm about to say sounds like insensitive, but I'm fortunate enough to not have children that I have to school right now,
Right.
and I'm fortunate enough to not have to put myself in harm's way every single day. So I understand that like the call to be more patient is coming from somebody with a lot of privilege, but
Right.
also like please think of the bigger picture
Right.
of like we don't want this to come back again. We don't want this to continue to. We want it to peak and then go down. We don't want like a continuous peak, if that makes
Right,
sense.
yeah. We
You
don't want it
know?
to cycle
Yeah.
forever.
So.
Yeah. Please stay home. Please
Please
take
stay home.
safety
Just the best you
precautions.
can. Yeah.
Now I'm tired.
Yeah, I think that was a good WTF if you're tired.
I mean, yeah. Let us know. Are you pissed? As I was? Damn. It's smoldering now instead of fire.
Now it's just glowing charcoals, ready to be on fire again, but charcoals.
Yeah, just need a little bit
Today
of
is just
time.
like a metaphor episode, I
Love a good metaphor, man.
Me too.
I'm a writer
Love a
at
good
heart.
pun. You really are. You really are.
But
Let us know
yeah.
what you think.
Like and
Stay
subscribe
safe
for
out
more
there.
rants.
Yeah, they're fun.
Anyways, Thank you for joining us for another Angry Asian Women Chatting About Shit episode. And for real, considering what's happening in Georgia, if we're alive, we'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye.
And on top of that, we have a new nickname for anyone who was not aware.
Oh, I love this.
Yes. Yeah. So Georgia is known as the Peach State, right? And anyone who's been in Georgia or in Atlanta will know we have many streets and many areas called Peachtree. But now we are not known as the Peachtree State. We're the Peachtree State.
As in Petri dish.
Yes.
I love that. Even though it's like awful, like it's pretty good.
I wish if I was not here, I would laugh at it more.
Exactly.